The Commission evaluates work by the two countries to protect and restore the Great Lakes under the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement. The report calls on the two governments to dedicate resources to understanding and reducing the risk of blue-green algae blooms in Lake Superior. The Commission's U.S. Chair, Jane Corwin, says the lake is a canary in the coal mine for climate change.
Warming temperatures and more intense rain events are making it more vulnerable than ever to persistent, potentially toxic algae blooms.
Despite its cool, pristine waters, the western edge of Lake Superior has seen at least 5 blue-green algae blooms in the last decade. The Commission recommends setting targets to reduce nutrient runoff that can contribute to blooms. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.